on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. And this evening I have with me Jenna Death by Gucci, Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady, and Mike Nestor of the Hoppa.
What's up?
We gotta come up with a better thing than the Hop. Well, I mean, we got the Hopper for Mike, but we gotta come up with a better title.
Well, he keeps changing families.
Yeah.
Yeah, who are you now?
I'm still Mafia War Gods.
Okay, Mike Nestor of the Mafia Wars Gods.
Oh, I know what we could talk about.
The Rebel Man.
The Rebel Man. What's up? What can we talk about?
Well, and Mike will be the perfect one to chime in on this. We got a new the Family Ice event.
Yes,
and they didn't reset some families. And Mafia War Gods, they dominate in these icing events every time.
Mm-hmm.
So two of the families that were near the top last time with over a million ices didn't get reset. So they're and my family was one of them. And everyone
maybe
thinks
it was
like,
on purpose.
I orchestrated this because Zynga loves me so much. But
maybe Zynga
not...
did it to give another family a chance.
Yeah, I don't know. But well, no, the Mafia Wars Gods, I think they're, well, they'll definitely pass my family. I don't know about the one in front of us. But
no.
I would like to know, like, how you guys feel about this, because it's really not fair to you.
What's no, it's not fair. It's bullshit, but, you know, what can we do? I mean, I was told it was a technical issue, you know, by Zynga, so what can you do?
But like,
are you trying to get to the top anyways? Because that would be cool to win it and then say, you know, y'all got a 1.2 million head start.
I don't think we will with the rate that they're going with them getting that, you know, advantage. So,
yeah, well, I know a lot of people join that family when because it's, you know, kind of obvious they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I know we lost some people to that family. The Sadist Mafia. I think that's what
yeah,
they're called.
That's what it looks
Sadist
like.
Sadist Mafia.
Yeah.
Nice.
But you'll pass our family. You're only like about 500,000 ices behind, and there's
well, I want to win. I want to be a Mafia War God. I am, but I'm not tagged. Does that count?
You have to tag.
Yeah. And I don't think they just let anyone tag.
Well,
no, not saying you're not good enough. I'm saying that like that's such a family that's been intact for so long, they probably don't have a lot of extra spots.
I'm guessing not.
You probably have to go through a lot of hoops to get in it.
Maybe I could be an asshat.
No, yeah, we'll take you.
Open spots there. And you have no obligations.
Yeah, the ass.
I actually meet all my obligations on for the most part. I haven't abandoned ship that much.
Yep.
You know, I do my, like I say, I keep up. I'm still hoping I'll get a payoff. Somebody will buy my shit. No, I didn't say that. It was a joke. Ha.
But Mike, has it made you guys not want to try harder or to try harder? Or are you just like being the same that you usually are?
From what it looks to me, you know, everybody's still trying their best.
Mm-hmm. It would be hard because I would be like, screw this. And I would maybe not want to do it.
Yeah, that's...
Well, you never know. Fair. What happens if they reset it at the last minute?
Right.
That would be
and
messed up, wouldn't it? I mean, it'd be right, but sorry.
It's been brought up enough to them, and they have to know about it. I got mad, too. I was on the forums, and somebody made a post on the forum saying that they were expecting me to write something about it, and I didn't because I was being selfish because my family was affected. But I was like, I wrote about it like 30 minutes after it happened.
Yeah, you just got to go back.
Yeah.
You blog a lot, so keep up, people.
It would, I mean, yeah, I mean, it would be right and funny at the same time if they did reset those families back to where they should have been at the start of the event.
Yeah, it would be.
I think what they need to do is give like the top so many families all the first place reward for what they did.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm down with that. But I wouldn't be like, and I don't think people in the Ass family, like, you know, obviously when it happened, we're like, oh, wow, this is cool. But I don't think anybody would be like devastated if we got reset back to where we should be, because that's where we should be.
Right.
And it's unfair to the mafia. You know, I'm not going to lie. It's kind of fun being ahead of the mafia or gods. But if you sit and analyze
for the next half an hour.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could light a fire under our ass and try to stay ahead. But I don't think we could. They have a lot of like really powerful serial leveling accounts.
Yeah.
That can get all those ices.
Right. I haven't even paid that much of attention. I'm trying to figure out the whole new destination, or what is it? Oh, new location.
Yeah, they took our term destination and turned it into location.
New location.
Because we remember when we, what city was it that came out? Italy. Because we always called it cities, and everyone's like, Italy's not a city. And then we were like, well, Cuba wasn't either. We'll
call it destination.
And then I think it was Pete that came up with that term. I forget who, somebody out there.
Yeah.
I don't think I made it up. So ever since, like for years, we've been calling them destinations to cover your butt in case you say city, because somebody would say, dumbass, it's a country. And then if you say country, somebody else would say, dumbass, it's a city. So we kind of did that to kind of cover all bases.
Mm-hmm.
Destination.
The thing that really bugs me is they, and we talked about this on two other shows, they screwed up and maybe there's more to it and they'll laugh at us in a couple months. But they named that first image clue South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So then they tried to cover it up. Well, then when the server images were found with currency, it's like, okay, it's South Africa. Why are you trying to, like, keep it a secret? And
right.
The event, and remember in when before London came out, we got, it was called London is Burning. And you had to collect vintage lighters and jackalites or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, we have the same thing now, except for telling us that it's South Africa. They're keeping it evasive. And it's on the travel bar, and I'm sure most have seen it if you're listening to the show. And you collect loot items and consumables, one to gain mastery and one to get currency when the city's released. And I don't know why they have to complicate this, but as you master it, you don't get anything. And you won't get anything until the new city or the new location is launched.
Oh, I thought it was kind of funny that it was so vague.
Yeah.
New location.
And it's, you know, the picture is that dead guy, and he was in one of the clues, and he like zooms in and zooms out depending on where you are in mastery. Mm-hmm. But he's like laying in front of an abandoned diamond mine. And it's called Dust Diamond, so it's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
We didn't find the server images that it would be in South Africa.
Well, something different now that they took Las Vegas.
Right. That's another big thing, too, because we lost a lot with that.
Yeah. The serial leveling people were not going to be thrilled.
So since you are a serial leveling people, what's your views on Vegas being gone?
Well, although slower, but there was still the value of being able to use the stamina jobs in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it don't affect
me at
all.
Are you back in Brazil?
Well, now you go back to the arena.
Well, yeah, you're an arena person.
And then the challenge you have is that they're screwing around with the ratios still somehow, because
it's so confusing.
You're leveling like 20 times at it, and then all of a sudden you can't level, and that doesn't make any sense. And I'm looking at, you know, the number of wins and the percentage of wins and where you're coming out in the wins. And I'm coming out the same way, you know, in the top two.
No, they keep changing them.
I know. That's why I
said it's intentional. I think it's, you know, remember when they changed them and they told us they were going to make the ratios better? They kind of alluded to it on their blog. And then they did. Well, those are the intended ratios. And then every time they come around and have this little 4-hour happy hour, then they go back to what they were before they improved them.
Right.
And it flip-flops. It'll go back. Like, sometimes you'll get the good ratios. Sometimes you'll get the bad.
Well, thanks for complicating things for people like me that
are doing the best to keep up as we can. I can't focus on it. Jesus.
Well, it's hard because we have the property, the greenhouse, too, and it's like all this stuff is going on.
A lot. Yeah, they took a lot, and then they put out a lot all at once.
Yeah.
Overwhelming.
It was kind of nicer for like a week. There wasn't much going on.
And then wham.
It's just amazing to me, though, how fast you can get through the icing events with the arena ices.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I was like looking, and I saw, oh, we've got this new, you know, icing event. And then I'm like, over, okay, I'll go click.
You realized you were done.
Yeah, I click my collect button, and I'm like, oh, wow, I'm done already. Great.
Oh, wow.
Moving on. I go back to what I do.
Get reset either.
I don't know.
Because we, like, as soon, we didn't get reset, so as soon as the event came out, we were able to collect all the items.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't get it immediately when the event came out. I don't think at least, but I mean, I'm looking at my current ice mastery, and it's probably right for where I would be.
Oh, okay.
But you know, this far into the icing event, so I mean, but yeah, it was just surprising how fast now you get ices.
Well,
the
ice
arena.
Seasons, you can do them in like 15 minutes.
That's what I mean.
It's insane. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is great. I mean, I don't think they need to be overly complicated, take you 20 days to do things like it used to be. I mean, it used to take forever.
The more simple, the better, and the easier to keep up.
Yeah.
It complicates things, and then the average player thinks, oh, I can't keep up with this. You know, if you don't have 500 at least on defense and on your weapons at this point, I don't know, like Chester was like, well, I think the last time he played, he's like, I'm at 200. And I'm like, oh my God.
Wow. Ooh, I haven't played in like a year.
No, he tried to come on and join us last night.
Oh, why didn't he?
Because we decided not to record last night.
Well, you should have
started texting me going, well, I won't say the words he was saying, but he was like, you talked me into it, and then you weren't even there. And I'm like, oh, sorry.
That's what he was up to when I got a Skype message that called me a bitch.
Oh, yeah, because I told him.
I just looked, and he sent me one, too.
Oh, yeah, he calls us all nasty names. That's why I wasn't even going to call out the words he was using. He's going to join us relatively soon. So
tell him we're on a flexible podcast schedule. Yeah. Pete set it up.
He has to get permission, you know.
Have 3 days to get it together.
Mm-hmm. There's a new mob boss at his house, so he has to get permission to do these sorts of things. But yeah, I think he's missing us. Oh, dear.
He's probably settled back into his new job, and now he's getting a little bored.
Yeah, he is. He seemed like it. He says he doesn't get to travel anymore. And
well, he was traveling like a fiend when in his old job before. Yeah.
I think it's like a love-hate thing.
Yeah.
The people, you love it and then you hate it because you're gone. And,
right.
You know, but then you miss it when you can't do it anymore.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there has been so much going on in the game here. I'm a little overwhelmed with it for sure.
But that's like what we've been saying for 3 years now.
Yeah. I know.
And it only gets worse. And I'm really wondering, like they said, they were going to introduce team versus team arenas, like over a month. They said in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And then we have this new destination looming over us.
New location.
A new location. And it's like,
who's rocking?
Sounds like Mike's cell phone, I bet.
Mike's rocking out. It's probably a beer run.
It's the beer reminder.
Oh, yeah.
He sets his alarm for his beer infusion.
Yeah, it is Friday night as we are recording.
I know that's lame that we're home on Skype with headphones.
Well, if you were too much later, I was going to be into my second drink, so we're good.
Well, it's hard because I'm 3 hours behind you guys, and I can't, you know, ask my boyfriend to change his schedule for our amusement.
Yes. Humoring ourselves.
It's like, woman, I want to eat. We're going.
Prioritize.
Well, he gave me an hour, but then you guys weren't online, so that didn't work out.
Oh. Well, I got a new puppy. Well, okay, my son got a new puppy for his birthday, and which means I got a new puppy, and it's really difficult right now because it's like a newborn.
Mm-hmm. And what is it, a boy or a girl, and what breed?
It's a girl, and it's, they say a Shanese, but basically it's a Shih Tzu Pekingese.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not even 3 months old yet, so. Oh my God! Yeah, I sent Jen a picture earlier. It's adorable. It looks like a little gremlin. Like I was thinking Gizmo. Gizmo. Yeah, it was totally like Gizmo. And then somebody said it looks like an Ewok. And I'm like, okay, I got a freaky dog.
They're a lot of work.
Actually, then your son would really like that since it's a Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
He got an Ewok dog.
Did you name her yet?
Yeah, it's Lucy.
Oh, you didn't give her like a Star Wars name?
Well, no, he named it right away and it was a birthday thing. So I didn't influence it. Lucy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's cute, but I'm overwhelmed right now. I feel like I like just had a baby or something.
That's
like
how I was when I got two. I was like, oh my God, I thought dogs were the same as cats.
No, it's like an ordeal. Like you start to rethink. It's like buyer's remorse too. Like, oh God.
Mm-hmm. My wife.
Will they take it back?
Yeah, my wife's on a kick to get a animal again, and I always have to remind her, do you want to leave the house?
I suggest borrowing a pet.
I have two you can borrow.
I say borrow a pet for like 2 nights and then you'll be like, yeah.
Yeah.
But your wife wants a Yorkie, right?
She probably wants to get another Yorkie. That was her dog of choice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They're so cute. Yeah. They're
very well-behaved animals.
Yeah, but if you get the wrong one, they're yappy.
They're terriers you get the wrong one.
Yeah.
Mine is only yappy when my Pomeranian decides to be yappy. He likes to chime in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I haven't been prepared for that. So, and then there's like Legos everywhere. So it's like a baby. So focus.
They are. They're like little kids too. You have to always watch them because they'll eat whatever they can find.
I know. God, something's wrong with me. Ow.
But you'll be so happy. I was like that too. I was like, why did I do this to myself?
But that only takes like 6 months, right?
Yeah. Well, I've had mine for 2 years now.
And they're still a little bit high maintenance, right?
Yeah, very. Yeah. But then you love them so much that it's all worth it.
It is. It is. It's supposed to be good for you. So we'll see.
Did I tell you guys about my car breaking down?
Yeah. You had to push it even.
Yeah. It's. I found out it was the timing belt.
Oh, God.
So it's in the shop and
ready
getting
to roll.
Fixed. No, getting fixed, but yep.
Are you guys having massive heat waves too? Because that's like causing so many
people's
cars.
No, we've been getting a lot of rain.
Yeah, it rained all day here.
I'm sick of the rain.
Yeah, I don't care because it saves me from having to water my grass and I don't have $300 a month water bills. But
exactly.
But yeah, we've been getting a tremendous amount of rain. I was just listening out the window and it sounds like we're getting thunder again. So I'm guessing another wave of rain is coming. So
sweet. It's always nice in August to be getting some rain. It's better than getting some fire.
This is true for you.
True
yeah.
for you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, or any sort of anybody. It can. Yeah. That can happen.
We had fires.
Yeah. It's
at Mount Charleston, which is right next to Vegas.
That's scary, you know. Anyway, so
yep.
There I go again, squirreling off.
No, people like that.
I mean, you know, the issue is, I mean, there's not a lot going on. I mean, we are getting prepared for the new location.
Bring it.
Doesn't sound the same.
The destication.
I want to get it right, though.
It doesn't sound the same. It is still just the destination.
It sounds so generic. Like, oh, we can't think of a name, so let's just throw this on there until we come up with it.
But we already know what it is. Like,
but it's like they don't.
Yeah, why won't they share it? Like, it's some big super secret.
It's not. If they wanted to keep it a secret, they shouldn't have screwed up.
Well, they tried to keep Chicago a secret.
But
they should have coded their server images.
But why even care? I mean, really, I mean, what's the big... I guess I don't understand what the big surprise is about a new destination, South Africa.
Location.
I know what I'm joking now, but no, but I don't understand why it would be that big a deal to.
It shouldn't be.
It's
it
not.
Really should.
People don't care really.
No, they just want to know a new location or new destination.
No, I mean, don't you think though it's so vague that it looks bland? Like it
Maybe
looks like a default. It's like default dawn. You couldn't think of something. Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're going to do. They're just going to call it new location. And then when another new location comes out, they'll reveal.
Oh, they could do the whole Apple thing, like the new iPad. And what? I think they're on generation 3 or 4 now, so it'll be the new iPad.
I think it's funny. There's like iPod XL, iPad Mini. Man. And I'm like, isn't that just the same?
It would be hilarious. We should add a toolbar function that adds an extra new to the new location.
The new boss fight. You could, yeah, have some fun.
But I think it'll be good for the game to have something new. Hopefully it's something different, but this pre-release event is kind of scary because it's the same one they did for London.
Yeah.
It looks different to me.
We could call Las Vegas the old location.
It seems different to me. I don't know why. I don't know.
I'm just worried when the hype of the new location wears away, are a lot of people going to quit? Because we had to wait, like a year and a half for London or for this new location. Yeah. It's been over a year since London came out. So are people going to finish it and be like, I'm done with this game?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, there's always the possibility for some people, I suppose. I think if they were thinking about leaving, this isn't really the thing that's going to keep them there, you know.
That's not going to make them break it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to make a big difference. I don't even think it's going to be something to draw players back. You know, we were just having a conversation in our family about, you know, when a person leaves the game, should they still be a member of, like, the Facebook, you know, the group that is set up to establish the family so that there's, you know, still connectivity.
And well, we kick ours out.
And I, well, and I,
we well, they tip, leave.
I know Mick does. Yeah. Once you leave the family, you're gone.
Yeah. But what I was thinking is, I mean, there's a lot of people that have made pretty good relationships or, you know, reached out to people and made friends through this. So should we do that, I guess was the question. And actually, funny enough, I didn't quite expect the response I got, which was, yeah, we should pull them out immediately. There's, you know, if they're going to leave, we don't want to tempt them with the idea of coming back and playing the game.
Because I think if you really seriously want to go, cut your ties and go.
Exactly. Where I was thinking more along the lines of the human element of it. You know, if they're good people to begin with, and just because now they choose not to play the game doesn't mean they're still not good people to interact with, and, you know.
Exactly, because we've all made great friends here.
Exactly, and that's what so that was the element, the path I was taking with it was that human element. And so I was really kind of surprised that everybody was just like, nope, give them a kick. You know, no, that's not what they were saying.
Well, and sometimes families will make another page for, like, alumni.
Oh, and there's an idea.
And things like that, I was or whatever. And then it's, or, you know, people that are and were, and it gives them a page to socialize on, but it doesn't take up your, say, war page or your game talk, you know?
Right. But yeah, I can see that though, that, you know, if you truly were trying to get away from the game, then pulling the plug on them, saying, you know,
your life.
Or the other thing I thought of was, well, give them an option. I mean, if they really want to just stick around and they may return at some point, then let them stay in the family group. And then now, if they tag another family, that's different. Then you give them the boot.
Well, that's the problem because they do, and then people think. I don't get this because, like, everyone thinks that, like, the ass family has all this top secret stuff in their room. And I know we have spies, like, but the spies do the work, so, like, more power to them.
Right.
I'm not going to go out of my way to try to figure out who's the spy.
They actually don't give you credit for putting so much thought into it.
Yeah.
Like, some people think that you just plot and, you know, you have these big strategies like people used to.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a more organized strategy with families.
Right, and now
honestly
they're really
still think that the family module is what changed it, but... Mm-hmm. I don't see that anymore. I don't know.
But we get a lot of members
looking for it.
But there's a lot of people, like, adamant that no, if they're not in the family, they can't be in the room.
Well, that's typically, I think, the rule. You mm-hmm. know, especially the official rooms. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know, whenever I left a family, I removed myself just to save myself the humiliation.
Yeah.
You know,
Well,
I've removed a few people that were mean on their way out.
Well, seeing that, I mean, if you're going to be that way about it, then yeah, then you don't deserve to stay anyway. But anyway, yeah. I just thought that was interesting. I was, like I said, just thinking about it more from the social interaction. And if they were good people to begin with and they're not playing the game, which means they're not tagged now with another family, then them staying part of the conversation and even staying in the loop on what's going on in the family business wouldn't be that big a deal in my
exactly.
mind.
Exactly.
But anyway.
I don't know, like David Reedy, how long has it been since he quit? And I've never removed him. You know, he still posts funny songs here and there or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, but I think a lot of people really did cut their ties, and he's one that surprised me more than anyone.
Yeah.
How easy it was to walk away in Chester too.
I'm curious who's out there that's come back that we haven't learned about yet. That
I know, you know, the people that are under the radar.
And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, but I'm back and you don't know it. I was just curious about that.
I just have a new name.
Well, you know, I know a lot of people who quit, but then they come back a few days later
with a different account and beefed up account.
Something that was really interesting to think about with this whole new location thing was the number of scripts we actually have. Martin, and I believe I, to a certain degree too, spent a lot of time going back in and having to clean out some, you know, location information that obviously tied to Vegas. And it was kind of amazing how many scripts actually had to be fixed.
To we had some fun out. In Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. But what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I remember Martin posted one of the links to something I had made about all the work Team Spockholm did with scripts when Vegas first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of fun to read that.
Yeah. Some good adrenaline rushes there in Vegas. Some paranoia. Yeah. Good times.
Good times.
Well, they say what happens here stays here.
Yeah. Thank God.
Whew. I wonder if it really does, though.
No.
Now, Mike's been out here a few times.
Prime example.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook and beer don't mix.
In trouble.
Facebook and beer don't mix. Good advice
they
there, Mike.
They do not. There should be a breathalyzer before you sign into Facebook. It should be like a USB. No.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be caught blowing my phone.
Sure. I bet.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Woo. There's a speech test there. That you need to get. We should create an app called the Speech Tester, and if your speech is slurred, then it doesn't let you post to Facebook.
That would be brilliant. You should work on that.
Damn, I just gave it out there now. Somebody else. Crazy. Somebody else gave it away. I mean, gave it away for free. Oh, I always joke. It seemed a day late and a dollar short. You know, Charms Blow Pops.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the worst part about a Charms Blow Pop? Okay, maybe the gum sometimes, but
I was gonna say that there's gum in the
Okay, but
of it.
But what happens is you get down to the stick and the gum's stuck to the stick, right? Yeah. It's goofy, but it's like weird. And so I said one time, I said they should come out with Charms Blow Pops without the stick so that you don't have to contend with that. So it's just like a sucker until you get to the gum and then you just chew the gum. And funny enough, they came out with it. I saw it in a store about
and they didn't give you credit.
Yeah, but you thought of
credit.
It first.
You were first.
Yeah, I think I was. It was funny. I mean, it was hilarious because I said to my wife, I said, we literally had a conversation about it about 3 months earlier, and then we were in a store and we look on the counter and there's, I think they called them Charms Pops or something. They didn't call it. I don't remember what the name was.
Oh my God, they're tracking you.
They should have called them Pistol Pete Pops.
Pops, that's brilliant.
Anyway, but it was funny that they didn't.
And they can be in the shape of little guns.
Yeah.
See, if only Zynga was like Charms, we would have an awesome game.
Oh, it just always seemed to be a day late and a dollar short. So.
Yeah. I really think they need to do some kind of hype, you know, a giveaway or. Let Snoop Dogg blow up something.
Yeah, let's blow up another armored truck.
Yeah, because was when Vegas started, Snoop Dogg blew it up. They should have let him blow it up to India.
Yeah.
That would have been funny.
What could you do for South Africa? I don't know. Got to think about that one. any of the listeners have any ideas, then post it on our wall or whatever.
Yeah. Blowing up South Africa?
No, no, not blowing up South Africa. But what I mean, Las Vegas, they did the blowing up. They had the armored vehicle in the desert and the whole kind of thing.
A diamond mine.
And we laughed so hard.
What would you do with the diamond mine? Oh, what they could do is
have, and if nobody saw it, YouTube it.
Have a diamond giveaway.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Like,
they
you know,
can't afford diamonds. No. They could have a cubic zirconia giveaway.
Whatever. Cubic zirconia.
Any kind of giveaway, like when they supposedly gave away the Dre headphones.
I bet you they could give away a diamond.
They could.
They could give away a diamond if they wanted to. You're telling me all the money that they're still making, and they're still making money. Don't anybody be fooled. They're just not making what they thought they wanted to be making right. when they went public. You know, I bet they could probably give away some kind of $5,000 K Jewelers diamond or something like that. That'd be
crazy.
Well,
they gave away $25,000 for Vegas, so they say.
And you know,
we never heard who won. Yeah. I suspect that money never went anywhere.
And if they set it up to, like, you're buying a crate or something, and, you know, like, somebody wins the, like, you know, like when Cracker Jack did that years and years ago, they put a diamond in, like, a box of Cracker Jack.
Oh, yeah.
You could put one in a crate.
Yeah.
And that someone could win it, and, you know, maybe people would buy crates, and they would generate more than enough money to pay for the cost of the diamond. So,
yeah.
I need a new diamond.
There you go.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Yes.
They could bring Mafia Poker back, and if you got a diamond flush, you would get early access to South Africa.
There you go.
See, there's.
But I don't like it when they
listen. I get frustrated. Yeah.
I don't like it when they give some people access and others don't, because then the people that can't go are upset, and then the people that are there get all the bugs. And then, if there's a glitch, they're like, it's not fair. I just think they'd be better doing it all the same. But I understand why they can't.
It's fair and balanced, Jen.
Yeah,
that's all I can say. This is fair and balanced. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Righto.
No, our game is not fair.
It's as fair and balanced as Fox News.
People that spend money. Let me tell you a secret about Mafia Wars.
Okay.
If you spend money, you get an advantage over people.
But
yeah, don't tell anybody,
especially if they're about to quit.
And don't get upset about it.
Yes, because they don't do that much better.
If someone spends more than you, they're going to be better than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get an ego trip thinking this is real life.
What makes me mad, like, you know, I consider myself a small spender. I don't spend that much. And people that do spend act mad at people that spend more. And it's like, well, it's an ecosystem.
It totally is. And I've said it before. Yeah. As a non-spender, I know that without you guys, this game would have died.
And we will find bugs and glitches, and if they're there, we will use them. And, you know, if people think that's cheating to get ahead, well, yeah, it is. But it's kind of the nature of the game.
It's like freaking Mafia Wars.
The community looks for glitches. When they find them, they take advantage of them. Zynga comes in and fixes them.
And if you don't like it, you'd be swimming with the fishies.
Hey, have they completely killed off the commie accounts?
No, what they did, it's still limited. And what I like to say, because everyone like freaks out, oh my God, you used the commie, you're such a cheater. If Zynga put a cap on it, then they're acknowledging that, okay, we understand this
is part of the game strategy.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's limited in a sense that I don't think you could gain a lot of levels unless you're like already a serial leveler
right.
or close to it. But for 25 levels, you'll get 25,000 passive experience every 5 minutes. Then once you hit that 25th level, you will get 0.325 times your level every 5 minutes.
Okay.
So if you had used a cami for a long time and you ignored energy or stamina, it's going to take you a very long time to get to the next level.
Right.
If you're close, it could or could not help. I've been trying to do tests with it, and honestly, like for me, I didn't really notice the difference.
Okay. I was just curious.
My ratio is around 2.49, 2.5 in there somewhere.
Yeah. I remembered us talking about it once, and we said something about camis being killed off, and I wasn't sure if that was 100% true. I mean, it's not what it was, obviously.
Right.
But then Okay, so much of that is like what the rest of the game has been over time. I mean, we used to get passive experience in Capo. We used to get it through the number war of friends help. You had, the war help and stuff. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it morphing over time is not really a shock or surprise. I am kind of glad at least that they acknowledge it is part of a game strategy, and at least there is some opportunity to get it, unlike with the capos that you don't get anything for anymore.
Right, they cut that off totally.
Yeah, which I think is disappointing, but
right.
But I understand too. They don't want people leveling, you know, 1,000 levels in 5 seconds or 15 minutes. Well,
the problem was when you
I'll never catch up with anybody.
And I'm guilty too. When I did that, I didn't really need to buy reward points because I could go make them.
Right.
Like run my cami overnight, wake up, and oh wow, I got a couple hundred reward points, and it kind of made me stop really spending to do skill points because right. I'd wait for a 2-time property build. And I was a serial leveler until the arena came out, maybe a couple months after.
Right.
And it was because I took a bite of the apple. Like I had all these skill points that if I earned slowly, I would have added them to energy and stamina. Mm-hmm. But I was like, ooh, I want my attack and defense to be higher.
Right.
And so I took a big chunk and I did add to attack and defense. And because of that, my ratio is not one that I can serial level like I used to.
Right.
And I did the math and it really wouldn't cost me that much to fix that. But I'm like, I don't want to spend that much.
Nope. Don't spend, Jen.
I might be tempted someday. But for now, there's so many bonuses in the game. And I really only want to play continuous if there's a family event going on. Mm-hmm. Or like I want to farm loot. And so I'm like, I don't really do it enough to make it worth the investment to get my ratio back down.
Right.
Because I can use, you know, the stamina packs, the collecting from the properties, the family progression. If you want to play it continually, it's not that difficult. Unless you let your ratio get way out of control.
Oh, I have a bone to pick with Zynga, too.
Uh-oh.
I think that if you use the arena, you should be able to trigger the stupid raven.
Oh, definitely.
I think it's BS that you can only do it through the fight list.
Yeah, he should be part of it, actually. I should be able to beat him up in
because if I create ices within the arena, then those ices should count towards making his dumbass appear.
But we have you on tape calling them fake ices. Well, so now Zynga's going to be confused and they're going to go, well, what do you want?
I want both. if you're gonna make them, they count as ices when you do an ice event, even though they are fake ices.
Right. So, no, I agree. And I think they should also increase the frequency of the Raven's appearance.
I think that too.
Because of what they did with the achievement. They screwed everyone over. They came in months after the fact. Well, everyone that got to 10 was like, oh, well, I'm done. I don't need to do the Raven anymore. But had they known, they would have done them every 3 days.
I think you should show up once every 8 hours, maybe 12.
And you should be able to use reward twice points a day to make them show up.
Yeah.
They're missing a buttload there. If they, mm-hmm. on that pop-up, they said, like, fight the Raven again for 10 reward points or however many they want to charge, people would do it.
No, 10's reasonable. I wouldn't do it.
And it's one of the things I don't care about.
I would do that if just to get the achievement out.
If it was 10 reward points, you would do it.
I would for 10.
If it was like 50, you would laugh and say, screw this.
Whatever. I think he'll show up eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree that if they made it where you can turn them on whenever you wanted, like I said, I think it should be triggered on an interval at something. Just make them available every 8 hours or every 12 hours, just like you do for the boss fights. So the timers are already in place for it anyway. Just expose a timer that says Raven will show back up in 8 hours. Don't make it about you have to fight off the fight list to get him to show up. You know, and then when you're within, you know, the hour window of it starting or whatever, you know, or when he shows up, then that's when the loot items drop. And you go from there. That would make a heck of a lot more sense. Yeah.
But not 25 reward points because you only get one loot item.
Right.
And it's creepingly becoming obsolete.
Right.
Well, mine doesn't help me anymore.
Yeah. All right. So what else we got? Last minute stuff we need to get mentioned.
Last minute stuff. I'm planning an actual meetup.
Are you really?
Yeah. Zinga talked to me about it a little bit. They've got some offerings.
In Colorado, or are you going to fly out to one?
It's probably going to be in Colorado.
I'll drive out.
Yeah, they won't give us any hard. They won't give us T-shirts, but they'll give us some in-game RPs, maybe.
Well, they're saving some money now.
But reward points they've never offered. So,
oh, that's true.
They've never, we got that out of them in our mock wars, I think, once or twice. Yeah. We've gotten some out of them for guests. And
when they dissolved the first pack, we all got 100 reward points.
Yeah, you know what I told them?
Only to find ourselves
swag. I've got a lot to get rid of.
I thought it was funny how they did that. And then we're like, okay, so now how did we get in the pack again?
Yeah. They've got to get some morale going on. I mean, that's, I think, where I'm hurting is that the kind of things I enjoyed aren't happening.
Yeah. Well, I bet if that happens more, then you'll have more, you'll become more interested in the game.
Well, I'm going to do the best I can to see, I'm going to do this in September and it's going to be at the Jet, which
we were there last time.
The first place. And so if this is my very last one I do for them, I'm going to end it on the place I liked the most.
Yeah. Cool.
And you got a room there and stuff. It was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
I thought it was nice. Maybe I'll try for it. It was a cool atmosphere. I mean,
Yeah, their rooms were nice. And yeah,
I was comfortable there.
Hung out that night. And
yeah.
It was fun. I'd do it again.
And it's right down in downtown. So
am I allowed back in Denver, Jana?
I don't know. Are you?
Mike almost
are you on the no-fly to DIA list? No, that would be, that would be awesome, especially if as many of you as could come. Because it's likely going to be the last organized one that I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's tempting.
Well, we'll support and promote it, and we'll try to be there too.
Okay, that would be awesome. So, I'm going to start looking into that here next week when I have some downtime.
Yeah, maybe we can get Chester to come.
You never know.
That's what she said.
See, Chester lives. He's stuck in our show.
Dang lives it. In our spirits.
He's in our spirits. We can't get rid of him.
Yep.
Well, anything else happening?
I don't think so.
Well,
shout out time.
I got a shout out. Y'all remember Nick DeLeon?
Mm-hmm.
He reminded me. Yeah, I got a message from him. He reminded me his birthday's this week.
Oh, happy birthday there,
happy
Nick.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and so he still listens, so happy birthday there. So I always felt bad because apparently he's very young.
What are you saying, that we're old?
Well, no, but when I first did an interview with him, I think he was like 15, 16. And I'm like, oh, geez. No, he's great. He's probably like, 30 now? No, how long have we been doing this?
And we're all like 80.
Yeah, we're like in our walkers. It's the Informant Podcast. This music's too loud, Pete.
Turn it down. Turn down the intro. It's too loud. It's busting my hearing aid.
Y'all, please don't let me do this that long. Shoot me well before then. No, we'll be on to something different by then for sure. Oh, I heard something funny too. I know we're doing shout outs, but Zynga is suing a game that did a game called Words or Bang with Friends.
Bang with Friends.
Yeah, and I guess it's like a dating thing.
Yeah.
No, it's not a date. It's like an app to find a one night stand.
Yeah. So it's a hook. It's a sleaze.
Oh, but I think you can date too.
Yeah, so I think it's really funny that Zynga's going after someone for copying them.
I know, like after all the people that sued them for copying.
I think that's I don't know, that's a real stretch to me that they could say that that's their thing.
Yeah, because come on.
Something,
it's for the with friends phrase.
Yeah, but that's
but words with friends is Scrabble anyway.
Yeah, but what I mean, though, even with friends thing has been around for years and years and years. I mean, exactly. Zynga didn't coin the phrase with friends.
I know.
I'm going out with friends. Now all of a sudden Zynga's going to come after me?
They said it's not that, it's that it's an app.
That's irrelevant.
So what?
I think that's a real stretch to say that they own the concept of anything with friends.
It's a little bit desperate.
Well, if anything, they're giving Bang with Friends a lot of free publicity.
They are, because I had never heard of it.
And I haven't heard of it, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, I think that's a real stretch. It's like the lady that our favorite friend with Ain't Got Time for That. She was suing Apple because Apple said something. Well, yeah, because Apple said something in one of their commercials about not having time for that.
Oh, and she tried to sue them.
And she tried to sue them, but the way they said it was not her way. It was just said casually in their literature. You know, I mean, in their commercial.
And we all say every now and then, I don't have time for that. I really don't. I just don't have time. I mean, that's a come on.
That's what I mean. And so
it's a sentence.
You can't coin that and say that that is yours. Now, if you say it in a commercial with, I ain't got time for that, you know, like she does, or ain't nobody got time for that.
She's coming after our dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck. Our 3% of nothing, still nothing.
3% of nothing isn't stretching very far.
Oh, but anyway, no, I just think that's ridiculous that they would even go after them about the with friends thing.
I know, it's funny. I'm sorry, I meant to mention it earlier.
And what would be even more funny is if the research was done and realized that they actually had the app out before.
Yeah, the app is way long standing before.
Well, there was something out before, and somebody posted it in a comment, and I haven't looked it up yet. But apparently there was a game or something before Zynga even existed that said with friends.
That's what I mean. So yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, that's why it's silly, but you know, whatever.
I think that's really
the stocks have dropped. I guess you got to think about what's next.
So Jana wants to give a shout out to all her Bang with Friends friends.
Yeah, right. Because I learned about this via the internet earlier. I'm like, what is that? Bang with Friends. Actually, when I first heard it, I thought it said Bane with Friends, which I thought was another video game. And so like, I didn't even realize it was Bang until a couple hours later. So I'm not that perverted. And I don't have friends on there. And there's no account. So don't look me up. Jen's got an account, though. I'm sure Nestor does.
Yeah, Mike probably has one. And he knows.
You got a shout out, Jen?
Yes. My shout out is to Donna Deason. And she just came to our fan page and thanked us, and she made me a little image for my blog. And it was like the one I had up there, but like 100% better. So next time you go to the blog, it's on the very top in the upper left corner. And she made that.
Very nice.
Cool. So a shout out to her.
That's always helpful.
It's cute. I love it.
Nice. What you got, Pete?
I don't have anything. I'm horrible at shout outs. I need to start being better about that.
Well, I just
give a shout out to Mafia Wars community as a whole, that, you know, thank everybody for hanging around as long as you have. If you have just came to the game and heard about our show and all that stuff too, then great for you.
Let us know what you need to know.
Yeah.
We don't like to be repetitive, but at the same time, if there are new players out there.
Yeah.
Let us help you. We're bored.
I do have a couple. I will. Oh, this is not really a shout out, but I will make a comment. We did get a couple of people that posted that send in some voice recordings on our voice recording line. And
really?
I honestly haven't had time to get to them yet. So hopefully by the next show, we'll get that.
There's something to look forward to.
I'll get them shared with the crew here, and then we'll talk about what happens and get those worked into the next show. So.
Yeah, well, that's been a while, so.
Yep.
They are funny.
They don't come in very often, usually, but yeah, there's a couple that came in.
Yeah, we get excited when they do.
Yep, so.
Mm-hmm. Mike?
Nope. Nothing this week.
Uh-oh.
This week.
All right, then. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cross, get 'em crashing to the brave new world. I wanna ride.